This is Rich Wyeth. I'm at the Prince Consul Library. I'm just meeting up with 101 Military Working Dog Squadron, who are out and about on a walk, particularly as it's Heritage Weekend. They're doing it slightly differently to their normal working week. With me is OC of the squadron, Major Mike Robinson. Mike, just tell us a little bit about what you're up to today.
Well, usually every Friday we take out on sort of this policy SPT. We take the dogs out on a road walk with weight, particularly for us as we're building up to Herrick 16. But having met Paul Vickers over lunch at the Garrison Mess and learning about the Heritage Walks, I was at this idea that we could possibly combine the two and enforce a bit of culture on the troops and learn about the garrison that we live in and probably know so little about.
So are you actually finding out more about the garrison then that you probably haven't known about at all?
From personal perspective, there's so many things that I thought I knew about the garrison that I'm finding out are wrong. Buildings that I thought were maternity hospitals that weren't. So we've got a huge amount of history that we never even knew. Trees with huge significance, and we're only 20 minutes into the walk. We are walking onto the old cavalry barracks, and there's a Royal Army Veteran Corps unit. We have a lot of history within the garrison as well. So Paul is pivoted towards the RAVC history.
And what about the dogs? They seem to be enjoying it.
The dogs are enjoying it. I mean, we haven't brought all our dogs out. We brought dogs that we can at least compact into a group so we can hear Paul, because obviously some of our dogs you don't want to get too close to. So we have a selection of high assurance dogs who work with the Royal Engineer search teams, vehicle search dogs, and arms explosive search dogs out today.
And you mentioned getting ready for Op Herrick 16 then. So what other type of training are you doing?
Well, our main training, we go on our mission rehearsal in exercise in November. We do our sort of OPTAG briefing next week, and we're balancing keeping the dogs fit and active, and doing a sort of special training need to maintain the dogs to the standard we need to do with the general military skills that we'll need, and trying to put it to different capabilities, because all these soldiers will be embedded potentially with different battle groups and different some with Royal Engineer search teams, some with infantry call signs. So we try and balance that training as well. So it's a busy time for us.
Mike, thanks for joining us. Enjoy the rest of the walk.
Thank you much.
With me now is the man leading the walk around the garrison, knows everything about the garrison that he needs to know. He's part of the Friends of Aldershot Military Museum, and that's Paul Vickers. He used to be here as well as the main man of the Prince Consul Library. Paul, how are they enjoying the walk so far?
I think they're enjoying it. It seems to be going very well. I hope the dogs are enjoying it as well, but they're being very well behaved.
And of course, there's lots of history about the garrison, and a lot changing all the time as well at the moment.
It's undergoing one of its transformations at the moment. About every 50 years, Aldershot gets completely rebuilt. So from the original wooden hutted camp, it was rebuilt in the 1890s to the brick camp. That turned into the concrete camp in the 1960s. And now, of course, that's all going under Allenby Connaught and the Aldershot Urban Extension. So huge days of transformation for Aldershot.
And I know you're not that far into the walk so far, but the guys that are on the walk at the moment, they're surprised about some of the history that you're telling them about.
Yes, I think it's one of these things that a lot of people who are posted into Aldershot don't often know a lot of the detail of the stages of the camp and what used to be here. So what I'm trying to do is give them a flavour of Aldershot camp from the early days up to the present and see how it's changed.
And maybe this is a good idea for some of the other units, maybe to come on these walks.
Yes, indeed. Our units are always welcome to come on walks. I have done them for some of the HQs, 145 Brigade, and I've done 4 Division, and indeed the Garrison HQ at different times. So, yes, any unit who is interested in a historical walk, they're more than welcome to come and talk to me, and we'll work one out.
All right, fantastic. Paul, thanks for joining us. I'll let you carry on with your walk.
Thank you very much.
This is Rich Wyeth, just going to have a chat with Paul Vickers, who's leading this heritage walk with 101 Military Working Dog Squadron. We had a chat with OC Major Mike Robinson as well, and met the Prince Consul Library in Aldershot Garrison.